how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show that shines a light on some of the best music in Atlantic Canada, and from time to time, some of the best music rolling through Atlantic Canada. This week, residents of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, Newfoundland are lucky enough to have Hayden come to town in support of the 20th anniversary of Everything I Long For, a classic Canadian album. Later on the program, we'll feature an interview with Hayden, and we'll also hear some tracks from that record. We'll also hear something brand new from Monomyth. We'll mine the archives for a classic throwback track, and we'll hear the brand new single from Les Hay Babies. All that and more on this week's episode of Halifax is Burning. Let's get you kicked off with something brand new from All Right Already. We've been waiting so long for something new from Sean McGilvery and the gang, and we have it. There's a 2-song EP available on their Bandcamp called Pink and Orange. This is the title track. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. You're tuned in to CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax.
This place keeps me away. Never.
That's Rain Over St. Ambrose and Broken Love from their album Still Waking Up. The band is performing throughout the Maritimes this week, performing a couple shows with the Motor League here in the Maritimes, and then taking off to Ontario for a few shows. Be sure to look them up. Go out and support an Atlantic Canadian treasure in the town nearest you. Ahead of that, we heard from Split Lips, something brand new from an EP they put out this summer. The track was called Smash It Up. And kicking us off tonight here on Halifax is Burning, something brand new from All Right Already, a band we haven't heard from in quite some time, so very excited to get some new tracks from them. Speaking of new tracks, Monomyth has a record coming out on November 4th, courtesy of our friends on the West Coast who run Mint Records. Here is the debut single from that one. It's called Puppet Creek. The album is called Happy Pop Family. The band is called Monomyth. This show is called Halifax is Burning.
10 hour plans for the kids in their ambulance, sitting on the bleachers. Physical reactions captured in closed captions, and the dog leaves the room while shit out the kids doing sticky little bits with their bombs on silent. Too late to teach you. Tell me where to meet you. Now they're kissing on the floor and stuff like.
Viens maman, j'ai la pizza puis des pickles. Tu peux coucher sur mon sofa. Tu peux sleeper in a dopa. Viens maman, t'as pas d'être oublié. Si jamais t'es mêlé, j'peux t'aider à tes plans. Si t'as quelque chose à dire, pis ça plaît sur ton cœur, j'suis prête à l'entendre. Viens mon motel, j'ai la pizza pis des pickles. Tu peux coucher sur mon sofa. Y'a des portes qui restent barrées, des cendres qui soufflent. Y'a des TV qui jouent fort, du monde qui s'engueule, du monde qui prennent des wake-up calls juste pour pas se réveiller seul. Ils viennent au moment.
there from Clarka Wineworm from a tape she has out now called Huddle. That one is called Death Row Tull. How could you not like that title? Something new from Les Hay Babies ahead of that. Motel 1755 is the name of the song. La Quatrième Dimension is the name of the album. And all we know is that it's coming soon. So hopefully we've got some more information on that. We do know, however, that the new Monomyth record is coming to us on November 4th. It's called Happy Pop Family. And we heard the debut single, Puppet Creek. Well, from the very new to the somewhat old, the 90s are making a big comeback these days, and maybe it's just my fondness for nostalgia, or perhaps something due to the fact that I grew up in the 90s, but I am, for one, quite excited about it, although at times it does, admittedly, make me feel a little bit on the older side. It is hard to believe, for example, that in 1995, more than 20 years ago now, Hayden released his album, Everything I Long For. It's an album that has gone on to become what I would consider to be a Canadian classic. And in celebration of that album surpassing the 20-year milestone, Hayden has reissued the album on vinyl. He's also embarking on a tour across Canada, where he'll be performing the album in its entirety. The tour begins in the Maritimes this week, starting right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, on September 21st at St. Matthew's Church. Then he makes his way to St. John's, Newfoundland the next day on September 22nd for a show at George Street United Church, and continues west from there with stops in Montreal, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Regina, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Victoria, and of course, in his hometown of Toronto. Ahead of his arrival here in the Maritimes, I had the chance to speak with Hayden about his decision to reissue Everything I Long For and about how he approaches that record 20 years after its release. So here it is, my interview with Hayden. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. So tell me about the decision to reissue Everything I Long For. You know, it was approaching the 20-year mark. Now we're a little past the 20-year mark from the official 95 release date. Other than a special anniversary, was there a motivation or a reason behind putting the record out again?
Well, yeah, you mentioned that it's about a year late. But I always knew I would have a 2-year window because it was sort of such a staggered release at the time. I mean, the cassette that the first version of the record was based on came out in 94. And then the first version of the CD came out in early 95. And then it didn't come out in the rest of the world until 96. So I had this sort of window to decide whether I wanted to even go to the area of, you know, celebrating something from the past, which is something I don't usually even, I usually don't even like to think about the past. So it was a large decision for me that I pondered for about a year or so. But in the end, I was, I was happy with it, and I had a lot of fun, and that's why I after doing 2 weeks of Ontario shows, basically the day after they ended, I made the call to do it across Canada.
And so was there a tipping point for you, you know, in that pondering process? I kind of picture you making a pros and cons list and weighing them out in your head. Was there one definitive thing that sort of was like, yes, this is right, this is why I want to do this?
Well, one of the main things might have been just going through some archival stuff, which basically meant going into my basement and looking through some boxes and reading some letters that people had written to me during those times. And, just a general sense of feeling that it wasn't just a monumental time in my life, but that record actually meant something to some people. And, you know, that's a bit of a weird thing for someone to realize, I guess, or even say out loud. But I mean, it's true. And people around me, that, you know, work with me were also reiterating that those thoughts that this was something that was maybe worth doing, if not only as like a thank you to the people that loved that record and many of whom have stuck with me for the last 20 years and you know, followed what I've done, even if it, you know, strayed from the path of completely what that record sounded like. So anyway, it was just a series of several realizations to come to the conclusion of actually doing it.
As you moved on from that record and kind of put it behind you, you know, the sound of the music you were making changed and continued to evolve. I'm curious about the process of you revisiting the songs of On Everything I Long For. And were there any moments where you thought, oh, geez, like, I don't know how I'm going to translate this song into the current format of what, you know, Hayden material sounds like? Were there any things that kind of like tripped you up that you were worried about presenting again?
Well, that was the final step in the whole process, was actually listening to the record and not being embarrassed about it, you know? You know, there's elements of it that irk me a little bit, and you know, I guess obviously things I would have done differently if I was doing it today, but overall, I was, you know, I felt good, and I was quite proud of what the 23, 24-year-old version of myself did on a four-track, mostly. To, you know, visualizing how I would do it currently, it wasn't very difficult. I mean, I just, you know, I knew I would do it solo, and the yelling, singing style, it wasn't difficult for me to find either. So.
No, do you find yourself like shirking away from that or a little bit, or are you embracing it when you're kind of, you know, I'm thinking of songs like In September or Skates, you know, that are a little bit on the heavier side.
I'm embracing it, and it's surprisingly fun. And I mean, this, you know, people who saw those shows were telling me that it was, you know, intense and emotional at times. I mean, so I'd say, you know, I didn't get any feedback. You know, people like, yeah, I might not want to do that. You know, it's like, I wouldn't go there. So yeah, I think it's working. And I mean, the interesting thing about this material is that because over the last 20 years, I didn't play most of it. And I think this is the key to why it's been a satisfying experience, is that I'm not sick of all of these songs. I haven't played them over and over again over the years. So a lot of it's quite fresh material for me. I think that's an important element.
talking about, you know, going back and playing some songs that you hadn't played perhaps in 20 years. One of the things that has always really drawn me to your music and really kind of opened my eyes to a whole different world is some of the tunings you use, especially on acoustic. You know, you use a lot of really low tunings, alternative tunings, where something, they seem to be something that's present on Everything I Long For and kind of throughout your discography. Was part of this process revisiting some of those songs that you may have forgotten, like, oh man, yeah, this song uses a weird D tuning or something? Like, was there anything like that that you felt yourself excited about tackling again?
Oh yeah, well, I knew pretty clearly that the biggest sort of technical situation of that record was that every single guitar song was in a drop D tuning, and the reason for that was is that this record was the first time I was ever singing, and I guess at one point in the early 90s I realized it was easier for my voice to sing to the lower tuning. My guitar was tuned that way, and I wrote all my songs that way, and I recorded them all that way. So I obviously just had to make sure I had a lower tuned guitar. And then there's a couple songs or two or three where, yeah, there's some bizarre, super low tuning going on that it's, you know, it's a little volatile live.
I was kind of prepping for this interview and listening to some of the interviews that you've done recently, particularly the one on Q, and you had mentioned that some of the first takes that you did for this record ended up on the final version. I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to that.
I still feel that way a little bit. I mean, on a lot of my recordings now, the sort of the song, whatever I used to write the song, you know, the piano or the guitar, the very first track that's laid down is often, you know, the same day that I wrote it or very, very quickly after I wrote the song. And it's because I feel like I play that instrument a certain way right when it's fresh and it's in my mind. And even if you try and duplicate the way you played it weeks later, I just, you know, not always, but I generally feel like it's hard to get that back. And that, you know, that basically started, and maybe it's just me who hears it, but and that started with Everything I Long For. I would write something and I'd be excited about it, and I'd play it a couple times or once, and I would immediately want to move on to singing it onto another track. So I would then sing along to the guitar or the piano that I just recorded. And it's definitely odd, and it's strange hearing so many, you know, little flubs and mistakes on what became a record. But on the other hand, sometimes the perfection of today's recordings and everyone copying and pasting, you know, chorus one onto chorus two, everything's in perfect timing, there's zero mistakes. I don't know. Sometimes I prefer the rough and tumble.
Not to give away, not to do any spoiler alerts or anything, but you know, I assume you go out there and you play the record. Are there other songs in the mix that you throw in there, or is it strictly start to finish Everything I Long For?
It is start to finish Everything I Long For, and then yes, I will play I'll play some more songs for sure, just because I want to.
Yeah. Great. Well, we won't say no, certainly.
Awesome.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today. And again, really excited to see you and hearing you play again. It'll be nice to have you back.
Okay. Thanks for talking with me.
Caden performs here in Halifax on Wednesday, September 21st, and in St. John's, Newfoundland on Thursday, September 22nd. His tour continues throughout Canada in September and October. For more information on those dates, visit Caden's website, wasteyourdaysaway.com. Here's the lead track on Everything I Long For. You may know it well. This is called Bad As They Seem. You're listening to Halifax Is Burning on CKDU.
Girl of mine, are as bad as they seem. She is only 16, and that's why she's only a dream. Woman of my dreams lives right down my street. Has a daughter who's 16. That's why she's only a dream. What do I do this for? I've got to get out some more. Go down to the grocery store, meet someone I'll adore. Share with me my midnight snack. Job of my dreams. Things are as bad as they seem. Working where I did it for. Less pay it seems. What do I do this for? I've got to get out some more. Go down to the grocery store, meet someone I'll adore. Someone who'll make me laugh. Someone to be my better half. Share with me my midnight house I'll stay for free until I'm at least 43. What do I do this for? I've got to get out some more. Go down to the grocery store, meet someone I'll adore. Someone who
great song, one of my all-time favorites, perhaps. That's Hayden and Bad As They Seem from the album Everything I Long For. And again, you can see Hayden performing throughout Canada in September and October in support of the 20th anniversary of this Canadian classic. Thanks so much to Hayden for speaking with me. And that was actually only a part of our conversation. If you're interested in hearing the entire interview, head over to halifaxisburning.com right now and look for it under the Downloads tab. ¶¶ right, let's jump into a brand new segment here on Halifax is Burning called Throwback Track. Every week on the program, we'll mine the archives to dig up a hidden gem, remind you of the days gone by. And this week, we'll hear a track from Christopher Robin Device. Spending so much time with everything I long for in preparation for the interview with Hayden we just heard, it was easy to make a correlation between that record and some of the music coming out of Yarmouth in the late 90s. Christopher Robin Device touches on a lot of the same elements: down-tuned acoustic guitars, somber mood, and an underlying darkness that pervades every track. This is a song from their 1998 album, Lowest Forms of Life. It's called Bondage, and it's this week's throwback track.
Sometimes I'm
closing track on their self-titled debut EP. That's Owen Meany's Batting Stance and a song called Winter Wednesdays, really bringing to mind, especially in the vocal delivery of the chorus, a band like At the Drive-In. Perhaps not an immediate musical touchstone you associate with Owen Meany's Batting Stance, but if you listen real hard, I think you can hear elements of In Casino Out or Relationship of Command on that song. The band is on tour throughout Eastern Canada in support of this new record, which, by the way, is fantastic. Please go out and support them as they make their way to Toronto and back to the Maritimes. Another band on the road in support of their latest is Buttes. Here's the title track from their new EP, Waves Wash. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Watch now. Pay attention to what's been bothering. running from the law, but only with parking tickets. Tell me why I should even risk it at all. Money for the mayhem, can I even pay them? I've got horses in the stable, but they're all unhappy. They should be outside in the valley, where love is like a curse word, louder than a voice heard. Some of us get tongue-tied and never even speak. I'm lying when I say that I'm unique. Poor lovers in the morning when the light is weak. And all of us are sunny shoreline. I'll forget my home in the Alpines, searching for a reason somewhere in the seasons. Am I just another young blood, another come from away, when it was my elders who settled the bay? History's pain here, keep it for the fame, dear. Some of us get tongue-tied and never even speak. I'm lying when I say that I'm unique. Poor lovers in the morning when the light is weak. And all of us are
Painted Portrait of the Classic Ruse. That's Corey Eisner with Losing My Mind. You can catch Corey performing all throughout Nova Scotia in support of this new record over the coming months. It's a great record, recorded at the Old Confidence Lodge in Riverport, Nova Scotia, one of my all-time favorite places. All right, we're going to move over now and make way for Don Adams and the Mojo Box. Then we got Deep Cuts Are the Deepest and the Dum Dum Radio Hour rounding out Super Tuesday here on CKDU FM. We're going to leave you tonight with a song from Hello Delaware. They're celebrating the release of the brand new album, My Mistake, next Friday, September 30th. And next week here on Halifax is Burning, we'll have a conversation with Hello Delaware's brain trust, Dana Beeler. So stay tuned for that. Keep your dial locked to CKDU 88.1 FM. This song is called I Never Asked. Hello Delaware on the way home. See you next week. Don't forget to keep the fires burning.
Again.
to start all over again.